This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
W Sports Station, Sean Shreveport, Jay Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. I think Peyton and Caitlin are dancing in the back on this election and NFL trade deadline Tolo Tuesday. Thank you for watching live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. Jerry Jones live at 8:30 this morning. We have two deals in the books. Za'Darius Smith goes to the Detroit Lions as they try whatever they can to replace Aiden Hutchinson. The Browns will get back a fifth and a sixth. And the Bears are sending Khalil Herbert to the Cincinnati Bengals. Man, Joe Mixon has had a nice year in the armpit. He leaves Cincy, goes to the Texans. He's had an all-pro type season, so Cincinnati looking to still replace him. And the Bears are sending Khalil Herbert over to Cincy.
Yeah, which Khalil Herbert was somebody we had kicked around previously as a good trade candidate. And so, look, good for the Bengals, I guess. I guess they're buying into their resurgence and that they're going to be able to carry things over. But, I mean, the Zach Moss signing has not worked out for them. That was somebody who the Cowboys said, that's too much money for us to pay, and we're not going to entertain that. So, I mean, they went out, made a move, and so that's clearly a feeling like they're going to have to do that. I think that's the third time in the last 50 years that the Bengals have made a trade for a player.
Say that again?
Diana Russini had the note yesterday that they don't make trades for players at all. And this would be the third time. And I can't remember
in
the time.
In 50 years?
I'm pretty sure it was something like that. And
what
so,
a lazy front office.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Look, I mean, they do what they do. But it's something where they don't make trades very often at all. In fact, it was 52 years. They've only acquired two players via trade in the last 52 years.
If the Dallas Cowboys significantly bought today, RJ Choppy, you would what?
If they significantly bought today?
Yep.
I would not be surprised in the least, and I would be very upset.
You would not be surprised.
We'll be all in.
This team doesn't understand the concept of sell. They don't believe in it.
But they'd also don't understand the concept of buy.
Well, that's true.
But I agree with you. They're more likely to buy and sell.
They're probably most likely to small buy and sell it as a big buy.
Yep.
Than actually big buy.
3,100 Tolos voted. What do you want the Cowboys to do for today's deadline? Buy, sell, doesn't matter. They'll do nothing. Again, 3,161 voted at 105.3 SS. 66% said sell. 30% said they're going to do nothing. And only 4%, thankfully, said buy. Everybody wants to sell.
Sell, sell, sell. And I don't know, realistically, what do you have to sell? Like, are the parts you're willing to sell going to really get you any sort of return? This isn't baseball where you can trade a reliever. Think of whatever the level of a reliever is in baseball. You're going to get more for that reliever in a trade than you would whatever the equivalent is in football. You need generally a cheap, controllable, or a veteran who makes a big splashy difference like a Von Miller to get you anything in return. So, but I would still prefer get anything you can to move guys on.
Stephen Jones was asked yesterday on the KMC Masterpiece, do you anticipate any movement?
certainly wouldn't rule it out. I mean, we look at it, you know, in a lot of ways. You look at, one, improving your football team, but two, also, you know, not only improving the football team for this year, but for the future. And we're always looking for that and seeing how it fits in the big picture. And I wouldn't rule that out.
That's a scary statement. I believe the Cowboys view, and this is what my issue, because they generally have a good roster. I just think it's poorly constructed sometimes. They're looking at it like if they get one player that they, I think they're obsessed with stars and not obsessed with having, like, they would rather a great 1 through 15 on their roster than a really good 1 through 53. You see what I mean? Do you buy that?
Say that again.
They would rather their first 15 players be great and then the next 40 be below average.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
I think Jerry's obsessed with stars.
I think that's an old, outdated thought.
I don't know. I mean, look at this team.
What?
The first 15 are great and then everybody else is trash.
I think
because
that's...
they had to re-sign their own that they drafted and give them humongous money.
I think they...
They don't go out and acquire any star. They're not star horny. But they don't go out and try to shop for... Otherwise, Derrick Henry would be here.
They re-sign their
Hopkins
stars.
Hopkins would be here.
Right, they re-sign their stars. Right.
Well, they're
teams,
not star hungry enough to go out and add.
No, they're not, because they put all their money in it. But, like, generally speaking, like, this team pays a... They do pay their own players. They're a high number.
Yes.
And they don't get rid of any good players. Like, they don't trade early. They let the contract run out, and they let them go sign with Washington in the offseason.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, that was also a New England staple for years, was whenever they would let somebody go, they wouldn't trade early either. They would let people walk away and just collect comp picks.
They had Tom Brady.
That's true, and you have Dak Prescott. So
Dan Orlovsky yesterday was asked on ESPN, Cowboys, buy or sell?
Let's be honest about this team. This team is more likely to have a top five pick than make the playoffs. That's what this team is.
Yeah.
There's no one move that's going to save this football team. You're not buyers. You're sellers. It's not going to get better. This is a football team that is deprived of talent. Guess what? In 2025, 46% of their salary cap goes to Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. Why would you be a buyer right now? There is not a single move out there that is going to transform your football team. Right now, you are four or five legit players away, let alone scheme, let alone culture, from mattering. Greeny, you mentioned up, just think about this past week. Trayvon Diggs gets into it with a reporter publicly, and they squash it. Good for them.
Right.
Zeke's not there. Dak is on the side after the 10 people on defense, 12 people on offense, the fake punt. Dak is on the sidelines getting caught on TV saying, we blanking suck.
Right.
That's who you are right now if you're the Dallas Cowboys. You're not even remotely close to being a playoff caliber football team.
Jory Epstein, Yahoo Sports, wrote and listed the possible motivations for moves today.
Yeah, first off, I do want to say I've changed my mind now listening to Dan. I now want to buy. So looking at Jory and what she had to say.
You guys are much more similar than you'd like to admit.
Jory, or he's just he's doing what he does. He steals points, and that's what he did here. He stole my points. Over at Yahoo, Jory, and she's one of the better plugged in people on the day-to-day operations with the Cowboys out there. She's done a really good job to develop strong relationships there. And she talks about, she lists through all of the different injuries and challenges that the Cowboys have faced this year. And she says, all of this would make plenty of team decision makers think critically about their 2024 investment. Sure, teams should and will try to win in most situations, but mortgaging future years when the current season has already slipped so far out of hand is a risky endeavor. So as team owner Jerry Jones tried to sell hope in the aftermath of Cowboys-Falcons, Jones offered many of his go-to pleas for positivity while also dropping intentionally that the Cowboys could make moves ahead of the NFL trade deadline. His suggestion begs a question, though. She says, as McCarthy's contract expires in as soon as 9 games, injuries continue to mount, the Cowboys must ask themselves, why are they considering making a trade? Are they trading to improve the 2024 roster? Are they trading to improve the team for years to come? Is there just a deal so cost-effective they can't pass it up? Or are they trading to keep fans engaged this season? All four justifications are hard to defend. And I think that's exactly where they're at right now, is that any way you look at what's the...
My fear is it's for fan engagement. That's my fear, that would be the lead motivation.
I think, yeah, I think that they would, fan engagement could be part of it. I think trading to improve the roster right now is also part of it. I think Jerry, just like we're trying to psychoanalyze Eric Chiafalo, like, hey, what's going on beneath the surface that a running back argument would get him this worked up? I think similarly, we've tried to psychoanalyze Jerry, like, what got him so worked up a couple weeks ago? And I think it's because he feels the amount of time he has left to win in an individual season. Those opportunities are running out, and he doesn't want to waste any of them. And so I do think it's really hard for him to let go and sign off on a season and say, this one's gone. We're not getting this one.
Jerry Jones live at 8:30 here on DFW Sports Station. It is election day as well. We'll update you on that. Mavs playing a late one at home, and Nate Eovaldi has made his decision. We'll catch you up with all of that, then Jerry live next.
Mathurin. Ooh, got him.
Basket and a foul.
Pacers TV with the call. Indiana and Rick Carlisle coming to the double AC with an 8:45 tip. Get off to a 15-2 start. Have a Dallas Cowboys-esque third quarter for the Mavericks. And Indiana ends up winning at American Airlines 134-127.
Man, you can't give up 134 points and expect to win these games. You just can't do it. And I saw a stat over the weekend that the Mavs, when Clay is on the floor, their defensive rating is like a 112. And with him off the floor, it's flat at a 100. And that means like they're like 12% better than league average with him on the floor. Kind of like that's a good way to look at it. It just wasn't the case. You know, the team defensively just wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean, look,
the scoring has dropped off too. He started 22, 19, 18, and then he's gone 7, 12, 9, 16.
Yeah, it's the volume's not been there. And I mean, he's right now, as it stands at the moment, he's shooting exactly what he shot last year in Golden State. It's 38.7%
from three.
Which is, I'll still take that.
You can get away with
like,
that.
I will absolutely take that, especially putting up 9 threes a game. I'm totally okay with that. I still think he brings something, an added dimension that is really good for them, and I think it'll play out over time. They're clearly still trying to figure some things out, and losing Derek Lively doesn't help.
The issue will be, come playoff time, when defenses clamp down and they close out on you, like, is he going to get the same percentage of open looks? Because like open looks, I don't know the number, but I'd be willing to bet his open look 3-point percentage is well over 50%. And it's more of the contested ones that are really killing him.
They're talking too much about energy for me in these first 7 games. I'm hearing too many negative thoughts. I was excited as a fan to start off the season because of the three additions with Marshall, Grimes, and Clay. And that alone, I would hope, would carry you energy-wise. But I'm hearing it a little bit too much to start off. Najee, after the game, was like, we have to make up our minds in terms of the energy coming out. So they end up losing to Carlisle and the Pacers. Greg Popovich with some type of health issue that has him gone indefinitely?
Yeah, and so yesterday the announcement was made by the Spurs that Greg Popovich is out indefinitely after a weekend health issue. So their assistant coach Mitch Johnson is going to lead the Spurs in his absence. And I understand because of various laws and restrictions, you can't disclose certain aspects of an illness or medical records or anything else. So I'm not asking for that. But what's a little bit odd is whenever they've been asked about it, the Spurs, all they're just saying is, he's just not feeling well. It's like, well, no, I mean, there's clearly something more when you're saying he's indefinitely out than just he's not feeling well. He's just not feeling well was me on Sunday. I'm like, am I going to bounce back? All right, I'm here. It wouldn't be like, he's out indefinitely kind of thing. So nobody's quite sure what it is that he's been dealing with. Popovich has had, I think, a couple of different health things pop up in the last couple of years, but this is the first time where there would be like an extended absence like this. And there doesn't seem to be any sort of end date in sight. They're just saying, it could go on until further notice.
Jerry Jones is coming up in 10 minutes live at 8:30. Why Cooper Rush over Trey Lance? IR for Dak Prescott. Are Mike and Lamb going to play? And would you consider selling today during the NFL trade deadline?
Zeke gonna play.
What's that?
Zeke gonna play.
Is Zeke gonna play?
Who did he vote for? All these things are things that we can get into with Jerry Jones.
Nate Eovaldi declines his Rangers option.
Yeah.
Will become a free agent.
Yep. This was a $20 million option that he had with the team, officially now becoming a free agent. And you know, the issue the Rangers are going to run into, they want to get under the luxury tax. All right. Dodger fans are circling the wagons to bring back Corey Seager.
They are?
Yes, they are. At least that's, you know, these those fan sites, the like the Dodgers blogging the boys version is talking about that. You know, so the question is, do you want to bring back a guy who's 35 years old to pitch when you already have 37-year-old Jake DeGrom coming off a second Tommy John and John Gray, who's
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who's entering his mid-30s. You know, do you want to bring back Eovaldi? I do. I mean, I think he's a good pitcher. I think he is an absolute playoff beast. And all you, with this rotation, with DeGrom, all you got to do is get in the in the postseason. That's the tough part because they obviously had a major step back this year. And if they want to reduce payroll even more to get another luxury tax.
But bring him back at what? Where are you drawing the line?
I would draw the line at anything more than a three-year deal. I don't really, the money is, I mean, do you have to go with their finances? I don't really care about the money. Like, I would not bring him back on more than a three-year contract. I don't want to have liabilities with one guy being 40 and DeGrom and then Eovaldi being 38.
Yeah, whatever the, because obviously every team's budget is different in terms of the way that they spend. So it's not a dollar figure necessarily. It's what it applies to. So for me, it would be.
How old is he?
Eovaldi?
He's 32.
Let me give you.
Eovaldi? No,
he's 34, right?
Yeah, he'll be 35. Yeah. Let me look at it. I think I saw that last night. He'll be 35.
34, yeah. So he'll be 35 next year.
Let me give you the highest paid pitchers in Major League Baseball per year right now in their age. Scherzer at 37, 43 a year. He's done. Verlander's 39, 43 a year. He was left off the playoff rotation. Zach Wheeler, 33, Philly, 42 a year. DeGrom, 34, 37. We see how that has worked out so far. Gerrit Cole, 29, whatever, under 30. That was an opt-out, then back in. He's with the Yankees. Strasburg, 31. Snell, 31.
He's retired.
All these guys, except for Gerrit Cole, are 30 or more. And then Glass now is 30. Still always hurt. All of them, the top eight paid pitchers in Major League Baseball are 30 or older, and the majority of them are hurt or not going to be pitching.
The issue is that these guys get to free agency at 30 years old a lot of times. Yeah. And, you know, like that's why Trout and Harper and now Juan Soto are going to get so much money, Shohei, because they're like, you know, Trout hit free agency in like his mid-20s, and you know, Soto's 26, and Harper came in the league at like 19. That's what you want.
Our starting pitchers, especially with the arm injuries and stuff and all the velocity and things that they're trying to figure out, are starting pitchers going to become running back-like, where it's like you get them for their first 6-7 years and then you got to start finding new ones?
Well, the league is telling you that, you know, just look at the playoffs. These managers can't wait to get to their bullpen. It's a race to get your bullpen now. I hate it, but that's the way the sport is.
And you lost some respect for Jordan Montgomery the other day.
Big time respect for Jordan Montgomery is gone. Gutless behavior. Now, this is the owner a few weeks back, right? The owner of the D-backs said, we made a mistake. If you want to blame someone for bringing Jordan Montgomery in, it's me, because I'm the one that pushed for it, and he was horrible this year. So you want to blame someone, it's me. So what did Jordan Montgomery do? He said, you know what? I'm going to pick up my $25 million one-year option. Now, listen, is it the smart money thing to do? Yeah, Jordan Montgomery's not getting $25 million on the open market. But you want to go work for somebody who hates you, doesn't want you to be there? Anyone going to help him win? Should the competitor in you want to go beat them?
Oh, my God, RJ.
Should the competitor even want to go beat them?
What is that? Election day has scrambled your brain today. I don't know what's going on with
you. It's a wonderful day, okay?
he's preparing for November 6th tomorrow.
He could get both. He could get the 25 mil, know they're not going to bring him back, force a trade or a deal.
Yep, that's it. That's what I think
he's
going
to get both. Screw you. I'm making you pay me the 25.
You're going to have to eat the money in order to trade me.
You're going to have to eat the money. You're not going to have me on your roster, and I'm going to get my highest payday since no one else will give me that much.
Oh, so you think they're going to trade him?
That would be my play.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what he's going for.
Speaking of trades, will anything happen today during deadline day? Jerry Jones joins us live on Sean, RJ, and Bobby next. But let me go ahead and get you on over to BetterHelp. This month is all about gratitude. And you may want to throw out the thanks to mom, dad, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, but there's another person that you don't get to thank enough, yourself. Sometimes hard to remind ourselves we're trying our best, make sense of everything, and in this crazy world, that is not easy. I always say this to Amanda over parenting. I'm like, are we doing our absolute best? We know we are, so don't feel guilty if we have a babysitter here and there. Don't feel guilty if they go to daycare every once in a while. Here's a reminder to send some thanks to the people in your life, including yourself. And therapy can help you get there. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch at any time for no additional charge. Visit BetterHelp.com/SeanandRJ for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/SeanandRJ for 10% off. It is now time for The Jerry Jones Show every Tuesday with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Sean, RJ, Bobby. Good morning.
Jerry, thanks for joining us. As always, we had seen that you spoke to the team emotionally after the game on Sunday. What can you share with us about that talk and what you wanted to tell them?
Well, basically, without getting into anything about what I said, I wanted at least them to hear a couple experiences I've had dealing with a setback, dealing with hard times, and some basic examples of how people took those hard times and made it into something very important in their lives going forward. And that was basically it.
Jerry, injury news came out yesterday. How are you guys feeling about the timeline for Dak Prescott?
Well, it's 50, but it's extended period of time here. So I wouldn't dare make a prediction when it could be. It's likely we'll IR him. And so we'll see kind of how his rehab goes.
Jerry, you guys are going with Cooper Rush. Was there significant thought to maybe going with Trey Lance and just seeing what you had there with the way that the record is right now?
Well, let's just don't dismiss the possibility of doing anything. And the going with has a past tense aspect to it that I wouldn't recognize you. it's not impossible to incorporate some of the skills that we might get from both quarterbacks.
In order to make Trey, you know, a guy who actually starts a game, would it take an injury to Cooper, or is there talk about it either way?
I wouldn't get into that, but obviously he's got to be front and center a lot because you're one play away from not having Cooper. So just that alone, much less, there are things that we can do with him that I think can add punch to the offense.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. Jerry, Rush had a phenomenal run a few seasons ago with that 4-1 record. Can you just kind of reset your thoughts on him? And also, how has Trey come along since the beginning of the year in y'all's program?
Rush is as quick as you'll ever see in his decision-making, and they're sound. He also, because of the nature of his arm, he has a good anticipation in his throws. And so given the kind of time we would expect, he's got a good quick release. He sees the secondary as good as anybody we've ever had. He's got a lot of pluses.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. You said after the game you have faith in the players, you have faith in the coaches. What at 3-5 with the injuries gives you faith that this can be turned around?
Well, I think that you don't see it in the 3-5. And, you, of course, Bill always said, Parcells, you are what you are. But what you do see is a group that, because of its, again, a couple of rookies there in that offensive line, we can see that getting better and not making those mistakes, period, pre-snaps or otherwise, penalties. But we see I see that as a potential upside going into the future. They'll play better. They do some things that are real impressive. I'm talking about our rookies there in the offensive line. And that, to me, when I look ahead, well, I see that improving. I think we can do some things. We're going to bring a receiver in more than likely today that we've really have thought a lot of for and wanted to draft him, and so we're going to get a chance to get him. So I can see improvement, much less the players that we haven't had. Now, all the teams are dealing with injury, as we well know, but we've got some players that are right here ready to come in probably as early as this week, but certainly over the next 2 weeks that could really give this thing a different look. Plus, on defense, what Zim's trying to do, you've got another week under your belt. We'll get better at that. And so I look at all of that as a positive. There's no question that Dak's injury is a setback. And but we've seen Cooper do it. We know what we need to do relative to the strategies on the offense. We just need to come together and game by game use all of our players to the extent it helps us.
Jerry, were you comfortable with CeeDee Lamb continuing to play late in the fourth quarter when he was clearly limited by that injury? And do you expect to have him available this weekend?
Very much. That thing is very painful. When you strain a shoulder like that, that's very painful. We knew he was in pain, knew it from the time it happened. And it's commendable to see any of these players get out there and play with that kind of pain. But he was we wanted him out there if he could be out there, and we didn't think we were risking additional injury to him.
Jerry, how are you feeling about Lamb and Parsons for Philadelphia?
Well, Lamb, of course, we think there's a good chance that he'll be playing at Philadelphia, and Parsons as well.
What about Zeke for this week?
And I think there's a good chance Zeke can go this week.
Jerry, what can you tell us about the Zeke situation and what happened afterwards in dealing with it?
Well, there's no it's really pretty plain if you look at it. The rules that were addressed are really clear, and the attendant punishment is clear. And he'd be the first to tell you. And so that was it. And, running back room, it's quite a setback for any of those running backs not to get out there because they need their snaps and want their snaps. And you can get out there and get on a roll, as Rico did. Mm-hmm. And that is a step toward having a better season, both individually and for the team. So my point is, I've never seen a discipline matter any better aired for the world to see than Dak, than Zeke's infraction. And it was just for the game, and I look forward to seeing him back out there.
Jerry, Zeke has seemed a bit frustrated with his role even before this most recent issue this weekend. Was there any sort of disconnect between you guys and Zeke when he signed as to what his role would be here?
Not at all. Not at all. Those guys are a good room of running backs. Rico sure had that kind of day that each of them want to have, and he had it. That's what you look for, who's going to separate themselves a little bit. Rico did, but those guys are good football players in there.
Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, you had mentioned the penalties, all the pre-snap stuff, and you commented after the game. That old football saying, you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. Do you believe in that, and does that apply to Coach McCarthy with these penalties?
Yeah, I think in response to that is, you can imagine the kind of emphasis that anybody playing in a substantive football game, how much keeping the penalties down, certainly pre-snap type penalties. And but that emphasis is on so much on the players, the team. Those players are constantly communicating with each other. Boys, let's listen to the count, stay on sides. That's constant. And an awareness of the penalty, constant over on the sidelines. And so you want it to be that way. And, that's a combination of players and coaching.
Jerry, do all of these injuries change your evaluation of coach throughout this season? Does it make it an unfair evaluation?
Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure fair is a word here. This is just like looking at maybe our each financial situation. Fair is a wrong word to put in there. I think that what it does is what it is. You have if you have an excessive amount of penalties, if you do something continually, boy, you better look back over your shoulder because help will be on its way. This is pro football. And so these guys have a lot of incentive, to say the very least, to basically have their mind on the discipline of penalties. And we've seen it happen to us several times this year. We saw too many men on the field. Well, that's a combination of player and coaches that have too many people on the field. And so that's just where it is. You can step back from that. And seriously, I don't want to sound condescending, but you can put me in the equation. Those are the guys out there, the coaches and the players that I've had everything to do with getting out there. So all of it is something that is just a point. You can't win with too many penalties. You can't win with too many turnovers making them. You can win if you win the turnover battle, and you can win if you're continually and consistently without penalties.
Jerry, you mentioned the discipline, the concentration that comes with these penalties. These aren't penalties of aggression. They're a lot of times concentration and discipline, like you said. Do you think when you get those that that is a sign that maybe the players and Mike has lost the players' ear?
Well, no, not at all. I think you can get penalties sometimes as you get late in the game, you get tired. I think that can happen. But these guys are, quote, pro football players, and they're given a lot of incentive to get out there and think through that. And candidly, that's a part of a maturation process if these are young players and that's just how to fight through that and keep mentally sharp. Your physical fatigue, I'm talking about.
Jerry, you guys had a lot of success post-bye week last year with a really aggressive passing game that Dak felt really comfortable in. Why are the passing game concepts this year so much more conservative than last season?
Well, I don't have an answer for you at all. Dak has been known for the numbers of down the field completion, his high percentage of down the field completions. And so that's one of his pluses. I really can't address why, other than teams dictate a lot about how you can go really downfield with the ball what they're doing. If you've got a team that's really focusing on the pressure that time of the ball game, you got to get that ball out quick. It's harder to get it downfield. So all of those things are part of the answer. No succinct one thing.
Jerry, you guys seem to have success going up-tempo early in the Atlanta game and then kind of went away from that. Would you have preferred to see the tempo continue deeper into the game?
Listen, I'm not going to get involved in second-guessing. We all see it every game. A better way to do it when it doesn't work. And we've got a better way to do it when it doesn't work. When it works, we're proud of the way it was executed. But you've got a lot of takebacks in any ball game by any team. We certainly had our takebacks there. I could basically say three plays were the difference out there the other day. That's not really right. There's a lot more to it than that. And those penalties had a lot to do with it. And so you can just point to these things as ways, things, coaching points, things for the players to improve on. And in that manner, having improvement.
Do you feel the same way about the fake punt? What was your take on that?
Well, I just, first of all, it looked like when you saw how it was defensed, it looked like that's a play that you'd like to have back. And we all have seen it analyzed up and down for the last two or three days. All of the issues that were a part of that call or a part of that play have been really aired out. Everybody saw it that was watching the ball game. And so I know what they were trying to do, and we all know what they didn't do. And any momentum that that play, actually a turnover, if you complete it, it's the equivalent of a turnover because you're having to give them the ball back at that time. They got the momentum because of the location on the field. And so the attempt to get momentum, attempt to really get it going, was backfired on us, as everybody knows.
Jerry Jones right here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, 105.3 The Fan. NFL trade deadline day. We know how optimistic you are. You talked about the receiver possibly coming in. At 3-5, Jerry, with the injuries, can you make the case that it makes more sense right now to sell than buy?
We're not selling. And so we will make that case. We're buying and not selling.
Jerry, you know, with that opportunity you've spoken about a couple times now, the opportunity to make moves today, what does this team really need?
Well, we're going to have it from within to get where we all want to go. And we're going to have the ability to do it from within. We've really tightened that window with our record right now as far as our goals of getting in the playoffs and having a team that can really compete at the highest levels. We've added to that by losing our quarterback. So we're going to have to do something that's a storybook type of scenario. I've been a part of a couple of those, and it can happen.
And, Jerry, when you mention that there's a receiver you're likely bringing in today, would that be a signing or a trade?
It'd be a trade.
There it is. Jerry Jones right here with a big day upon us on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, there's a lot of fans. I want to just know if you understand the sentiment where they're like, all right, we don't have that same optimism. We would prefer to see Trey and lose and get the higher draft pick. Do you understand that type of fan tank thinking? Are you okay with that?
No, let me say this. I have those same kind of thoughts, same kind of feeling. Really do. And you have to really weigh where you are really good. And I think that what you're seeing is today, what you're seeing today is a consideration of everything you just outlined, plus a lot more.
Jerry, thank you so much for the honesty. We appreciate the time and handling all the questions. Have fun today.
You bet, guys. Quite a day coming up here, Election Day.
Yes, it is. Jerry Jones brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
It is not in his DNA to blow it up.
Nope.
It is just not. He is...
But it's not in his DNA for what reason, do you think?
Irrelevance. I think he is as scared of irrelevance as he is at... I mean, he equates being irrelevant...
Yeah.
With being back in Arkansas, trying to hustle
in the grocery store.
I mean, it's and look, that's in part what's made him a billionaire is that fear. But that make no mistake, that is his biggest fear. His biggest fear is not losing, it's not being wiped out with money, it's being irrelevant. There to me, he compares himself to other billionaires, and but he doesn't realize that he could be irrelevant and rich, and that's great. Him, that being irrelevant and rich is worse than being broke.
Bobby, we got some headlines coming from this right now.
Yeah, I think I'm sitting here trying to figure out who that receiver is.
Let's just reset it real quick. We got Dak possibly to IR.
Likely is what he said. Likely going to IR him.
And that would be how many games?
That'd be four minimum, so he wouldn't be back until after 12. Thanksgiving.
The wide receiver acquisition would be a trade, not a free agent signing. Someone they really liked out of college? Is that, let's put together all the pieces.
Check. Sounds like Mike Williams.
Somebody said Mike Williams. Yeah, they're gonna buy Mike Williams and sell it as a buy.
They liked Mike Williams coming out of Clemson.
And the breaking news, the big headline, it's already on TV. Cowboys are not selling at trade deadline. And I think he went back to it and said, buy, we're going to be buyers. We're not selling. And then I asked him basically about the fan version of Team Tank. I give him props. None of these are going to be fun. There's going to be no positives with the questions. And he continues to throw himself in the mix of accountability. He's trying to give us a little bit of, I understand, I get it. And I think he wanted to send a clear message. This is not over. We're not bailing. And whether it's me lit up as the torch myself in that locker room, I'm going to never extinguish hope.
So I think that's exactly what he's doing here. And he's trying to lean into optimism, and that's good. But
while eating a McGriddle.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, those are good. There's none of the salmonella onions on them or whatever it was.
Which I'm eating as well.
I do wonder... I'm concerned if they go if they sacrifice big capital today for some sort of receiver.
DK?
I thought you just said Mike Williams.
No, I know. Mike Williams is the guy that I think could be. But, let's say it's Cup or something like that.
Oh, man.
That would be... Here's the other thing. If we're interpreting Jerry, Sean, when you look at... And RJ. When you look at the Cooper Cup... I'm going to have to plot it back on there. When you look at Cooper Cup, is that too established a name where Jerry wouldn't talk about him in terms of we liked him in draft terms? I think this has got to be somebody that they're talking about who isn't at a level of they've established at the NFL completely. And so Mike Williams would make some sense to me. I just don't want you to give up any capital. You need cheap talent. You've got to build.
They're going to give up capital. It's reality. I'm with you, but they're going to.
I don't think. It could be talk. It could be hype.
It could be.
It doesn't mean they're doing it. And I think it's minor. I think it's minor capital. I don't think we're talking about a star name. I don't think. What sense would that make? Your quarterback's going on IR.
What sense did it make to trade a fourth-round pick for Trey Lance and then be like, yeah, I don't know, we can roll with Cooper Rush whenever the quarterback goes
well,
down.
That sense was taking a flyer on a stud project. I can at least try to justify that. That's way more justifiable to me than this.
We got it. Tom Pelissero. The Cowboys are acquiring wide receiver Jonathan Mingo and a 2025 seventh-round pick for a 2025 fourth-rounder.
Oh, God.
What were you saying, Sean?
Maybe the Mingo ate your baby.
Please, don't give me the commercial read here, please.
Yeah, you got it. I think so. Yep. I mean, some of the names of the fan types of other names that they threw out there, DJ Moore, Judy, Sutton, DK,
Man,
Cup, Rager.
I anticipated some possible rides today, but I was not thinking because of this. You know.
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Breaking news. The Cowboys have acquired a receiver. We react to it and more. Final hour of Sean and RJ right after this on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.